Superb days racing at Kilpoint Point yesterday, of course, held out in Boulton, Ballynoe, of course, on the lands of Jordan Breda Mulcahy, of course, all revolving around race number 3 on the card. Of course, that was the winners of two were the Shawprice favourite, Ask Heather for Declan Queeley. He was very much a favourite. And let's pick up the closing stages in the commentary from Declan Phelan.
Asked to come and challenge in behind is Fort Worth, Texas. Here's the second last, and that's what's the story. And Ask Heather beginning to go away now from Fort Worth, Texas, who looks beaten, and they're ahead of in turn Truckers Colleen, but the favourite has assumed control and run to the last. Ask Heather just pushed on to a two-length lead, ploughs through it, and on almost on chips, Mikey Sweeney, an incredible recovery. But left in front is what's the story. Ask Heather's trying to retrieve the situation. It's the ride of the season. What a recovery by Mikey Sweeney aboard Ask Heather. Unbelievable stuff.
And as you can gather in the background, a huge rapturous round of applause went around Boult yesterday as the man I have on the line got back up to win on Ask Heather. Michael Sweeney, good morning to you, and how do you feel after that?
Good morning, Patrick. That feels great. Brilliant, brilliant day. Brilliant day for all the Feely family and all the team involved.
I suppose, it's very good of you to be praising everyone else around you, I suppose, Mikey. But I suppose at the time, obviously that's a very difficult effort for a horse to be going at 30 miles an hour to the last fence, absolutely clatter it and kick you up the backside. But how did you even hang on?
Well, I don't know, Pat. It was just for the moment, really. It's just how it happened so quick. Just someone looking down me, I said, because honestly, don't know. It's just unbelievable.
And you, as I say, you got a rapturous round of applause passing the line, and especially you came back into the winners' enclosure afterwards. I don't think I've ever seen a point-to-point where such a big crowd gathered around one horse and around the winning post, and especially to welcome back in the jockey as well.
No, it was a dream come true. No, you couldn't make it up. Fantastic, so it was.
You just give us your background, because have you a background in horse racing itself?
No, I haven't. No, we had horses at home, all as half-breds, and we always had horses, but we never had race horses, no, as such. I mean, never mind Niall Hennessy. I used to be going over to him there as a young lad, helping him riding out and cleaning stables, and Bob Murphy as well, and Cap Quinn, always helping him, and I kind of up and fell in line then after that. So.
And you're from Capoquin yourself?
From Capoquin, Millery, yeah. So,
So you're only over the road then from Declan Queeley, where you're riding out very much at the moment. And I know Declan has been knocked out over the last couple of weeks. And you've been picking up a couple of handy rides over the last couple of weekends.
I have, yeah. No, he's very good to me. You know. He puts me on a lot. Anthony can give me the riding. He does, he's very good to me, looks after me as best as he can, and it's great to be getting on these horses. I never thought I'd get these chances, and it's just unbelievable.
You're having a superb season as well, Mikey. I think that was your 7th victory on the point-to-point circuit yesterday?
Yeah, 8 in total, 7 for this year and 6 for Dick, so it's just unbelievable. So it's just great.
And you're, imagine, I'm going to say it now, I know Declan Queeley was mentioned last night, he's leading as the Trainers' Championship last night. He's 3 clear of everyone else. He's got 13 winners this season, working off a 42% strike rate. But yourself, you're actually lying 2nd on the table.
Yeah, you know, it's just unbelievable, Pat. Just dream come true, really. I didn't think anything would ever like this would ever happen. That's the job I never really expected to get any rides that day, and it was just the fact of having the job was really more important than that, and it kept walking away, and he said, you keep walking, keep your head down, look after, and he kept his word, he did look after, and it couldn't be better.
And there was a touching moment after the race as well. I know all the connections were around, but 10-time Irish champion point-to-point jockey Derek O'Connor came over to you afterwards and gave you a scrub in the head and gave you his congratulations.
He did, yeah. No, it was very nice of Derek. No, Derek loves to see young lads like that coming through. He loved that. No, so he's No, he's very sound. He's very nice after. He's very sound. Any lad like that, if you're doing anything wrong, he'd tell you, like, and he'd always give a young lad a hand or help out, or to give him instructions or tell him where they're going wrong or right. Like, he's very good like that.
And I suppose, Michael, when after the race yesterday, obviously the people around would have been so shocked and surreal, but when it broke out on social media last night, did you think it would take a whiplash the way it did around the world so fast?
No, not at all. No, never. Didn't expect it one bit. Had to kind of pinch myself really to think that anything like that actually happening. Like I thought, never did I think that would happen. To be honest with you.
Well, it's gone all around the world. You're a viral superstar now at this stage, Michael Sweeney. And great to catch up with you again this morning. I know it's a super time for you. Keep up the good work. I'm sure we'll catch up with you for a preview later on in the season. And look, thanks very much for joining us on Community Radio.
No problem. Thanks very much for having me, Patrick. Thanks a million.